And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
Welcome to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. And Murph, it's been awful cool the last few nights, but the good thing is on this Friday night, they're saying it's going to be perfect playoff weather.
Oh, good. I'll wear some shorts, right? I don't think it'll be that warm. Not
all right,
for
Coach
me, anyway.
Wade. Of course, Coach Wade is notorious in his days, Davidson Academy and various other coaching stops of wearing shorts, even when it was 15, 20 degrees. I used to try to do that, but when I started getting cold, I put on pants. But anyway, Murph, last Friday night, a different plot for everybody. Of course, Smith County in a 3-hour and 36-minute weather delay finished after midnight. Other teams delayed 30, 45 minutes an hour. But the second round is officially over after a couple of games finished up on Saturday. And now you've got 16 teams left in each classification.
First round's gone.
Yeah. Second round straight ahead.
Yeah, that's what's coming up this week. And ought to be some really good games. I had my second best week of all picking winners. I was 92.5% on all the first round games. So not a lot of surprises, maybe some disappointments. But when it gets right down to it, I tried not to pick with my heart
right.
So much as with my mind.
Let's go ahead and look at the Grundy County, Grundy at Cannon County. Murph, Grundy County comes in, they get four big turnovers and get the win over Cannon, led from start to finish thanks to Sonica Carthage for her stats of the week. Grundy's running game, Murphy, a lot better than a lot of people thought. 37 carries, 317 yards, only had 8 yards passing on one completion. But when you look, Murph, when you turn it over,
right.
That's a great equalizer.
Especially when two of those turnovers went for picks on the other side of the scoreboard, and just not a real good way to end the season. It was a good season for Cannon County with 7 wins, but there were a lot of folks. That was one of the games that I really thought we had a chance to win that one, but it just didn't turn out that way.
A lot of people thought Cannon would go 2 or 3 rounds deep, but hats off to Grundy County, who lost at home to Bledsoe by 1 to finish third in that region, Region 3-2A, but they get the win. Let's go ahead and look at the individual numbers. Sonica Carthage bring you those. Vince Bryant, 18 rushes, 180 yards. Of course, that's 10 yards a pop, 2 touchdowns. T.K. Brown, 17 carries for 132 yards and a touchdown. Those two running backs, Murphy, had a huge night for Grundy County.
Yeah, and they had some pretty good size up front in the trenches too, from what I understand. And that can make such a big difference. And I don't think Cannon County went into that game
confident.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. But that had to be in the back of their minds a little bit, the fact that they finished third in a not real strong region. But nonetheless, it's over, and now I know the basketball coaches at Cannon County are excited about that because they've got all their basketball players back right. Now. I went there last Monday just to watch practice, and there were 7 players out there. The rest right. of them were wearing shoulder pads and helmets.
Right. For the Lions of Cannon County, a spectacular year for Eli Garrett, 28 of 37, 340 yards, a couple of touchdowns, but 3 interceptions, and I think a fumble. Had 11 rushes for 46 yards and a touchdown, 386 yards total for Mr. Garrett. Miles Alexander, 13 receptions for 153 yards and a touchdown, and Murph, I'm sure he won't miss a beat when he gets to the basketball floor. They've, I think 11 different players on Cannon's football team that will now transfer to the hardwood.
Yeah, and one of the real pleasantries, if you will, of the season is Eli Garrett now goes into the record books as having the best year as a passing quarterback in the history of Cannon County football. And I'm sure he's going to do well on the hardwood as well.
Is he just a junior, Murph?
No, he's a senior.
Okay. He's had, he's he's just a good athlete. And when you look at him and what he does on the basketball floor as well, and I expect Cannon to be right at the top of the district. You know, of course, you've only got four teams
right
in the district now, but I expect them not to miss a beat under, you know, when you look at Jared Nave and the success he has had the last few years, I'm sure they're probably the odds-on pick to win that district.
You probably, if you're a fan, you need to do what I did and get a more economical pickup truck, because if you make every one of Cannon County's away games this year in basketball alone, you're going to be driving over 1,000 miles.
Right. Of course, it's Watertown. They're gone. It's Cannon, Smith, Monterey, York, I think, is the four
teams. That's correct.
In the basketball district. Let's go ahead and look at Watertown and Tyner. Tyner gets the win in Chattanooga, 33-20. Marcus Turner, 10-14, 172 yards, a couple of scores. Marie Dowdell, three rushes for 62 yards, a touchdown, three receptions for 92 yards, and another score. But when you look, Murph, Garrett Davis had a good night, 257 yards passing, but four interceptions. He did have three touchdowns. He had 16 rushes for 68 yards, so 325 total yards. But Murphy, like you and I said in the Cannon County game, you can't make turnovers.
No, I think Tyner's one of those teams too, Terry, that they're going to hang around for a while. I don't think they're ready to wind football up yet. And it wouldn't surprise me if they can get past Unicorn. They could go to a couple more rounds beyond that.
You know what helped is Jesse Bratcher had five receptions for 100 yards. What helped, I think, Watertown, Murphy, is they saw a team like Giles County that they beat earlier in the year.
Correct.
Was similar to the Tyner team.
Very much so. A lot of speed. Turned out to be a pretty good season for Watertown. A little bit of a slow start nonetheless. But Coach Webster and his staff, I think, did a really good job down the stretch.
York at Gordonsville. Of course, that game was on Thursday night. Gordonsville gets the big win, 35-7 over the Dragons, who finished 1-10. Lee Scurlock, nine carries for 109 yards and a touchdown. You usually don't see that out of a kind of a fullback person. Jay Foster, 4-8 for 81 yards, three rushes for 26 yards, and a couple of scores. For York, a very young team. They had mostly all freshmen, maybe one sophomore on the offensive line. They had eight starters that quit from the start of the year until the Gordonsville game, which is pretty odd. Some of those were two-way starters. 20 rushes for 76 yards for Joseph Flender, a touchdown, two receptions for 52 yards, and then Cole Brandon, seven carries for 45 yards. York, no doubt, Murphy, have maybe never suffered a 1-10 season. They played a very tough schedule.
Yeah, they did, and the year before, they were so senior-laden, that was no real surprise for them to take it all the way to the Blue Cross Bowl and win another championship there. But I guess some of those other kids just weren't accustomed to not coming out on the winning side, and maybe thinking about, I think I'll start getting ready for basketball,
right,
even if it was September.
You know, that's hard to overcome at a smaller 2A school like York is. Let's go ahead and look at the Smith County at Bledsoe County game. Started at 7. They played till 7:17, about 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, and then suffered a 3-hour and 36-minute weather delay. Of course, if you're Smith County, you're mad they didn't move out till Thursday night because they hollered for a week. It's going to storm. Bledsoe County scores two fourth quarter touchdowns to win it 20-7. Austin Raines, 16 rushes for 133 yards and a score. Zane Walker, five carries for 50 yards and a score for the Owls. Caden Mason, 10 rushes for 95 yards and a score. Max Long, nine carries for 55 yards and also an excellent job on defense. But the Owls fall at Bledsoe, who get the enviable trip of going about 250 miles away from Carthage to Elizabethan to face off against Happy Valley.
Happy Valley with a pretty impressive win too. They haven't lost yet this year, and that's going to be a team I think we're going to watch at least for two more rounds, and
right,
they could very well go all the way to Chattanooga in early December.
We'll have a look at the playoff brackets and more when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you look at the big picture, you're really looking at family. Nothing means more to you than their safety. DTC Security gives you the peace of mind to live your life your way, helping you connect what matters most, no matter where you are or what you do.
Your home deserves an all-star defense. For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation.
Helping you live life your way. We're DTC Security.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Welcome into the Box Score. We want to thank all our fine sponsors. Pavement Restorations, our leading sponsor. We also have Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. Murph, they're the reason we're able to do what you and I do. And let's have a lot of fun, first of all.
You know, as much as we're glad to see good weather, I'm sure Pavement Restorations is glad too, because you can't put down a lot of asphalt in 20 and 30 degree weather. So hopefully they'll have a chance to get caught up and ready for the next round of cold weather.
Well, the good thing, I guess, if you're paving, though, you would always have a heater right there.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely
which is
true.
An advantage. I wouldn't know I'd like that when it was 90 or 100 degrees outside. Let's go ahead and look at the Class 2 2A scores brought to you by Carthage Saveway, a better way to save. Happy Valley, big over Teleco Plains, Eagleton over to Cumberland Gap, Marion Beach, Jackson, South Green Beach, Polk, Oneida Beach, West Green. Don't know that any of those are surprises there, Mark.
No, and I know those folks have got to be happy, because right now, three of their four teams that went to the playoffs are still playing. Gordonsville's opponent, the one that they're going to play, Oneida, that's Gordonsville, the only one, as you mentioned, the only one still playing in the five teams that we cover on a regular basis. So the postseason didn't fare very well for DTC's teams that they look at.
Class 2A, second round, looking at that. Bledsoe County making the trip to Elizabethton and Happy Valley. Grundy County at Eagleton, South Green at Marion, and Oneida going to Gordonsville. Murphy, I don't know, besides the South Green at Marion, that there will be a close game there.
Maybe not. I remember South Green has actually gone, I think, 10-0 two of the last 3 years. They've been pretty strong. But we don't see those teams, Oneida, Grundy, South Green, and Bledsoe, all that often. And there were some surprises there, but I think the surprises were more how one-sided the score was than who won the ball game.
Let's look at the Class 3A scores. You got Gatlinburg Pittman over Kingston. Forest beats Chattanooga Pratt, a little bit of an upset there. Meigs County beats Johnson County. Sequatchie Big over Brainerd. That game was on Thursday night. Unicoy over Sweetwater, and then McMinn Central over Pigeon Forge. Murphy sets up for some awfully big second round games.
Well, it really does. Gatlinburg, Pittman still without a loss. They've played really, really well this year. And Meigs County has been a bit of a surprise. We haven't heard much from Meigs County in the last 5 or 6 years. I can remember back in the early 2000s when they were playing awfully strong and winning a lot of games, but we haven't heard a lot from them in the past. And that area over there must be growing, because I remember it being more of a 1A or 2A team instead of 3, but the jumping up another class doesn't seem to have bothered them very much. They're playing exceptionally well.
Let's go ahead and look at the second round matchups, and Murphy, don't undersell that Forest Rocket team. They're going to Gatlinburg Pittman. I realize it's a long drive from Forest, which is Chapel Hill, all the way to Gatlinburg Pittman. I'm gonna guess 3 hours at least, depending on traffic. But Murphy, with this new format, there's teams that are gonna have to do a lot of traveling.
Coach Palmer, who was at Shelbyville Central for a pretty good while before he went back to Alabama and then decided, I think I'd rather be back in Tennessee. So he wound up at Forest. And I know the previous head football coach at Cannon County and Coach Palmer were really, really tight. They both coached together as assistant coaches at Shelbyville, and Coach Palmer's done a great job of getting that Forest Rocket team ready for whatever they have to look at.
Sequatchie at Meigs, I think that'll be an excellent game, Murphy. Sequatchie is really a very physical team, and I look for them to give Meigs all they want.
Yeah, with that lineup there, I think that's going to be one that we're going to look late into the evening, even if they are in the Eastern time zone. The two really good football teams, and it's a shame either one of them have to bow out in the second round.
Unicoi County at Tyner, and then McMinn Central going to Giles County.
Unicoi, that's a pretty good little trip for them, because Unicoi is right up there in that last county. And I remember going to Unicoi County back when Coach Rankin was there, and Coach Louis Thompson yep. was at Unicoi, and or just the ride itself will wear you out trying to get up there.
1985, when Smith County traveled to Unicoi in the quarterfinals and beat them. Let's go ahead and look at the Class 4A scores. Greenville, big over Knoxville Carter. White County gets the upset of Hickson. Anderson County beats Volunteers. Stone Memorial over Loudoun. Red Bank over Macon County. Unfortunately, Macon County misses a very short field goal late in that ball game, which would have tied it and put it in overtime. Gibbs beats Elizabethan. Don't know that I saw that one coming. Upperman beat Signal Mountain, and Alcoa big over Cherokee.
Gibbs, I think, is 9-2 right now. And the one thing about Gibbs, you know who their most famous football player was?
Mm-mm.
Kenny Chesney. That's okay. Where he went to high school.
I knew he's a big Tennessee man. So,
yes, sir.
Alcoa,
yes, sir.
As we look at the matchups that are coming up, Alcoa at Upperman. Yep, Alcoa wound up losing that last game of the regular season. Put them number 2, so they go to Upperman, a game that we used to not see, Murphy,
no.
until the semifinals.
They upset Anderson County. Actually, Anderson County upset Alcoa 31-30. That must have been quite a game to watch. But for all those people who want to see a team that has won 10 straight championships, you might want to go to Baxter this week.
White County at Greenville. When you look at White County, Murphy, under first-year head coach David Foster, they're just really a very physical, smash-mouth football team. And, you know, Greenville, I don't know this year, but most of the time they're spreading it out all over the field and throwing it everywhere. That could be kind of a clash of one methodology against another.
I think so. I think that'll be a really, really game. I think Greenville's the favorite in that one. They've knocked off Elizabeth, and they've knocked off, didn't they beat Alcoa, I think, during the regular season. Pretty good football team. Really nice place to go and watch a game. They love their football in Greenville for sure.
Stone Memorial going east to Anderson County.
Anderson County, a team that's had a little bit of a health type situation with their athletic director, Gary Terry, and guy that I just love as much as anybody out there that works with kids on a regular basis. He has been through several surgeries because of surgery on because of cancer in the mouth, of all places. But nonetheless, he's fighting the battle hard, and I think everybody's kind of like win one for the Gipper, and, right. And the Gipper right now is Gary Terry at Anderson County, and I look for them to. Stone's a good team, don't get me wrong, but I think Anderson's probably got the best draw of round two games on this board right now.
And then Gibbs at Red Bank. We'll have an interview with Stephen Jackson, the Gordonsville head coach, when we return to the box score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
And welcome back to the Box Score, Terry Collins, along with Murphy Fair. And we've been joined by Stephen Jackson, his team facing the Oneida Indians on Friday night in the second round of the playoffs. And Coach, Oneida, a former Class A team just like yourself, I guess this brings back a few memories.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, small town, you know, small school football. You know, not real familiar with them. I know we played them back in the 90s, I think. But, you know, it's always been a school in football that's always been in the quarterfinals, semifinals in, you know, East Tennessee. So it's exciting to get to play new guys and new teams that you always listen to or hear about. But it's awesome to be able to play these teams and, you know, build a, you know, a rivalry with them.
Yeah, and it's the fact that we're having to play them, or you all are having to play them a little bit earlier than normally. Like you said, usually it's the quarterfinals or semifinals before we have to go that far. But at least you don't have to do the traveling this time. It's the other team, Oneida. And how much of a difference does it make if a team has to ride a, even if it's a chartered bus, 2 or 3 hours before they reach the team that they're supposed to play? Is that a big deal one way or the other, Coach?
I mean, I think it could be. I mean, especially you ain't got a mature football team. But, you know, I think this year we prepared our guys for a road trip. We went to Cofield first game of the year, and then later on, a couple weeks later, went to Fayetteville. So we tried to get some road trips in. That way, get used to if we ever have to in the playoffs. You know, we're kind of used to it, to understand what we try to do as far as stopping and eating, and then trying to, I mean, I feel like the big thing is trying to get to the game couple hours before. That way, you know, you can get in the locker room, you can walk the field, you can get kind of used to your surroundings, plus get your legs stretched out and get loose before you play.
Coach, having the experience in the playoffs that this coaching staff and this team has to be an advantage in the fact that, you know, this is not the first time you've been in the second round. I mean, you've gone all the way to the state championship as a assistant coach, and I'm sure now wanting to do that as a head coach, and your staff have been on the Gordonsville state championship teams, and your players have been around where you're going three and four rounds deep in the playoffs. That has got to be, and I'm not going to say worth 3 points or 7 points or whatever, but it's got to be a big plus.
Oh, definitely, you know, and that's the expectation. And, you know, last year getting put out in the first round to a really good football team, you know, is not what we expect around here. We expect to be playing, you know, in the quarterfinals and having chances to go to the semifinals. I mean, we've taught our kids, you know, about, you know, playing, you know, practicing on Thanksgiving break is just an awesome experience. And, you know, we've not been fortunate enough to do that around here, you know, while I've been back. But, you know, fortunate enough to do it as I've coached. But it's a special week of being able to prepare, you know, for a huge ball game. But, yeah, I mean, it's we've got experience on our coaching staff. Guys have, you know, coached a lot of championship games, you know, from Coach Bush has coached more championship games than all of us. And I mean, understands the big things about the ball game and the preparation and stuff of getting ready for them.
Coach, how much does a team that comes in here in the second round, 5-5, although they're runner-up in their particular region, does that mean their region is just that equal, or did they play a lot of really tough non-regional games to make that barely a 500 record?
Yeah, I think their region is really competitive. I think they're in a four-team region that I think all four of them pretty much beat up on each other. Some really good teams in that region. Their non-region schedule had CAK, a private school out of Knoxville. It's a really good football team. They played a Sweetwater team. It's in 3A that got beat last week in the playoffs. Played Cofield that we played first week of the season. It's a really good football team. So, I mean, I think, you know, their record may be 5-5, 6-5. But it's a really good football team. It's really, really well tested, battle tested for you know, the playoffs.
They also played, of course, Bledsoe County, a team that Smith County saw, and I know in watching film of them, Coach. When you look at Oneida, you don't have a book on them. And when I say that, teams that you play year after year after year, I'm sure you keep a folder that has their plays, their tendencies. Even if they have a new head coach, and most of the time you try to find some film from where that head coach was somewhere else, what has it been like trying to, I know huddle is a great comfort where you don't have to go and, you know, trade films anymore, but how easy has it been to get the information that makes you feel comfortable in filling out a scout report against the Indians of Oneida High School?
Yeah, I think it's been a challenge, but like you said, having huddle and having, you know, similar teams, you know, play against teams that they played against or and stuff, you're able to get films, and you know, I think it's like you said, playing teams that you always play, you got those books of the tendencies that you know from the year before. But I think this is exciting, you know, being able to play somebody new and that you don't know, that they don't know us, that we've never played in, you know, since 1990s. So it gives us an opportunity to learn somebody different. Their offense and defense is a little different than we've prepared for all year, as far as scheme wise. So it's been a challenge this week, but it's one that's, I feel like it's fun. That's why you coach. That's why to game plan, to try to put your kids in an opportunity to be successful on Friday nights and figure out ways that you can read something or you try to formation them to get you to where you can run your schemes. We're not inventing new plays. We're just running our stuff, but it's all about putting our kids in the best opportunity.
Coach, I see a lot of similarities between Gordonsville and Oneida. They're both Pretty strong in the tradition insofar as going multiple rounds in the playoffs. Both head coaches played for their schools. I remember when Jimmy May was playing and playing for his dad, who coached Oneida to a state championship, oh gosh, probably 30 years ago, I guess, or more. But what concerns you most about this year's Oneida Indian football team?
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of, one, they're huge. Their size of their football team, I know one of their tackles that plays offense and defense is listed at 6'7", 295. Running back's about 6'1", 195 pounds, big kid that runs really hard. They got a tight end, a couple tight ends. One tight end, 6'3", 225. The other tight end's probably 6'1", 6'2", 225, 230. So their size is definitely something that, you know, we've seen some big teams this year, but this team, I think, is going to be a little bit bigger than what we faced this year. And then they have a lot of upperclassmen that play. I mean, their quarterback's a senior, their running back's a senior. Both of those tight ends are seniors. So it's a pretty experienced football team that's going to be coming in here Friday.
Coach, when you look, it's always good to play at home in the playoffs. You got to do that last week and beat York. Now you get to be at home. Of course, everybody's filling the bracket out and saying, hey, you're going to go to Marion next week, and you're going to go to Happy Valley after that, and then on to Chattanooga, hopefully. But you got to focus one week at a time. And I know with this being a team that you don't see that often, you're coaching staff and your team has to be focused mentally, because you're not repping the same things you would if you played, say, a Trousdale County or somebody that you played very often.
Oh, definitely. And that's, you know, and we talk about that with our kids about, you know, it don't matter their record, it don't matter our record. We're 1-0, they're 1-0. You don't come out and play and, you know, you win 11 ball games in a year, but you get put out in the second round because you wasn't ready, is something that you prepare your kids for, and they understand that. We got a mature football team that understands it's all about us. We're preparing ourselves, you know, for what they do on offense and defense. That way on Friday nights, we can go out and play as hard as we can. But it's, you know, a situation where I think, you know, we talked about, I was a part of a team on junior year that played Boyd Buchanan, second round of the playoffs, beat them. Boyd had beat South Pitt by 40, you know, 2 weeks earlier. And we overlooked South Pitt, looking forward to, you know, going to Cloudland. But we never got to make the Cloudland trip because we didn't beat South Pitt. So it's something in the playoffs that you got to make sure you're focused every week, ready to play.
Coach, I expect to see a rowdy crowd. It's going to be played at home, as we've talked about here, but Oneida travels very well. Gordonsville certainly does, but they don't have to worry about that this week. And I think the weather's going to be much better than what we've seen the last couple of nights, and it ought to be a great atmosphere to go watch a ball game.
Oh, definitely. I'm glad that it's, you know, the 30-degree weather hopefully is gone. That way it's not that cold out there. And a huge crowd, I think, like you said, we'll have a huge crowd. They'll have a huge crowd. Both really supportive communities that love their football, and be a great atmosphere to play the second round of the playoffs in.
I'm going to bring hand warmers nonetheless, though. but it ought to be a fun night for sure.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you being with us, Coach Jackson, and best of luck to you and the Gordonsville Tigers in the second round of the playoffs against Oneida on Friday night at 7 o'clock. I know Turning Ford Field, that's the only game around here besides Upperman and Alcoa. And I know that hopefully there'll be a lot of fans from surrounding counties that will pack the stadium.
Yes, sir. Look forward to a great night.
Coach Steven Jackson's been our guest from the Gordonsville Tigers football team, the only one of our football teams in our five-team area that we cover that's still alive. We'll have some of Murphy's picks and feature our game of the week when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you, each and every day, so you can experience amazingly fast internet, no matter where you live.
It's time to bench your bad internet and bring in the real MVP, GigSpeed from DTC. For a limited time, new customers get half off Gig Internet for 2026.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
And welcome back to the Box Score for our final segment. We want to thank Pavement Restorations and all our other sponsors for sponsoring the Box Score, Murphy. And when you look, Justin Malden always doing the hard work behind the scenes.
He punches all the right buttons at the right time. Thanks, Justin.
does an unenviable, thankless job, that is for sure. The only time you ever know about Justin is if it messes up, right? It's kind of like one of those offensive linemen when they call a holding or jumping off sides, Murph. Only every time you hear it is when they mess up.
I ain't saying words. I think he signs the check, so that's not saying anything, okay?
Let's go ahead and look at the game of the week. It's going to be Oneida at Gordonsville. It's a live video only at DTC3.tv and the DTC Communications Facebook page, all that due to TSS delay restrictions. But the orange and white, Murphy, headed to Turney Ford Field.
I don't know if those two teams have met in the recent years anyway. I think there were some meetings a long time ago, and I've been to Oneida to see some games and obviously been to Gordonsville. I think it'll be a fun night. The weather will be nice. I think Gordonsville's going to face their biggest, heaviest football team of the season. Oneida, from what we've been able to gather, is pretty good size. Got some big, according to Coach Jackson, some awfully big kids in the front line. But I think playing at Turney Ford Field and all of the stuff that all of the great things that have happened there on the gridiron, I think it's still going to be a good night for Gordonsville.
I don't think they've met, but maybe once or twice ever have Oneida and Gordonsville, and that should be interesting. Of course, both of them were at the single-A level when they met before.
Right.
Now at the two-A level. Let's go ahead and look at Murphy. We know you've got some picks. And we're going to start with one that I think could be a barn burner. South Green barely lost to Happy Valley, who's 11-0 now. And they're going to Marion County, a team that has struggled at times this year.
But that's one of those places, Ken Colquitt's probably going to be right there on the fence like he was last year when I went down to watch Marion play. Should be a good ball game, but I think more with Marion being the defending state champion, I just think that they've got what it takes to go back to Chattanooga again, and I'm going to pick Marion County to win that one in a nail biter.
Grundy County is at Eagleton, a newer school there in Maryville.
Yeah, and Grundy County could pull the upset in that one. I'm not real sure. I picked Eagleton to win the ball game, but I didn't. I really thought Cannon County had a shot at Grundy. I didn't realize that they were as large as they were. And, you just never know on any given night. If we were to go back and play Grundy this time, who knows what might happen. But right now, I think Grundy has a good shot, but I'm still going to go with Eagleton. I don't know how many of those kids at Eagleton were playing at Maryville High School 3 or 4 years ago. It'll be interesting to see. Maryville's still a very good football team, but Eagleton's playing awfully well right now, and I think they'll probably pull off the win.
Sequatchie at Meigs.
That's one I'd really like to see. Both of those teams have got great tradition. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're not close to a city. I mean, they're country boys on both teams there, and that'll be a good knockdown, drag-out game. Meigs is probably the favorite because of home field advantage, but Sequatchie's playing awfully well, and I'm going to go with Sequatchie in that one.
Meigs in the middle of their field, if it hadn't changed, they've got two bulldozers down the middle. It's about a 3 or 4 foot fall from the center of the field to the sideline. I remember that when Smith County went to Meigs here back in the 90s in the playoffs.
I think they fixed that.
Hopefully. So. I'm telling you, it was quite a drop. Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks. You got Midway coming to Salina to play Clay County.
We've talked a lot about Clay County the last couple of years, and I have no reason to think that they're not just as good as they've been the last couple of years. I know Coach Lamb is really happy being there coaching those kids, and they play hard, and I look for Clay County to come away with a win there. Midway, just outside of Kingston.
Right.
Been there a couple of times to see their program, but I think Clay County's got the better hand.
Clay County has won 3, 4, 5 games by one score. Oneida going to Gordonsville, I don't know that that'll even be close, and I'm not trying to, you know, pump Gordonsville up too much, but I just don't think Oneida can stay with Gordonsville's speed.
Well, we certainly hope. We'd like to keep keep a local team still somebody to talk about next week, and I agree with you there.
Friendship at Providence Christian.
I think Providence, they've come from behind so many times, but they are one of the three teams that beat Cannon County this year and beat them rather hard in the early part of the season. I know LeBron Ferguson, the coach there, has done a good job with that program. Friendship's down just a little bit, and I look for Providence to keep going and maybe have a shot to get to the title game.
Of course, that's going to be at MTSU, I'm pretty sure. That's where
Correct.
Providence Christian plays their teams, our games. Let's go ahead and look at West Tennessee and the picks there. Westmoreland going to Martin Westview. Of course, Ty Simpson's younger brother. They'll play that game at UT Martin.
Right.
Westmoreland, of course, eked out a big win after getting behind 21-0. They come back and win over Camden last week, 25-21. Very emotional home win for the Eagles. But Murph, they're going to a very talented Westview team.
Absolutely, and I look for Westview to win that one 3 or 4 touchdowns. They're just putting incredible points on the scoreboard on a regular basis, and I understand that that the younger brother of Ty Simpson is better than he is, and Ty's playing really well.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, because Ty Simpson right now is the number 3 person in the Heisman Trophy race, so we'll just see how that happens, but I think Westview wins that one rather easily.
Mount Pleasant at Milan.
I saw Mount Pleasant play Adamsville, and Mount Pleasant looked awfully good. They've dropped 2 or 3 games this year, but they've got so much speed and athletic ability. That could be an upset in the making, but Milan is just head and shoulders ahead of everyone they played this year.
Middle Tennessee Christian at Trinity.
Trinity Christian's coach used to coach at Union City when they won a state championship. Middle Tennessee Christian's pretty good too, but I think Trinity's probably going to win that one.
Well, Murph, we've got another show in the books. We want to thank Justin Malden, all our fine sponsors. For Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night on The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.